I told Justin I want to run the company with him. You what? Don't get all crazy on me. Let me explain. There's no explanation. You told me not to rush into any decisions about the company, and then you went ahead and agreed to work with Justin anyway? I didn't rush. I was up all night thinking about it, and I came up with a plan to make things right with the Ciancios and run the company our way, not Justin's. Our way? Oh no, don't count me in on this. I told you that I want nothing to do with Dad or Justin or the company. I'm starting a new life with Max now. You won't have to deal with Dad or Justin, I promise. Don't you get it? Together, you and I can turn the company around and make it what we want it to be. We can even move the headquarters here to Chicago. Boy, you really have this all figured out, moving the headquarters and everything, Emmett said, taking a sip of his wine. Except you didn't consult with any of us. You didn't ask any of us. You're just dropping it on us like it's a done deal. Well, I want no part of it. And from the looks of things, neither does Joyelle. She'll come around when she realizes that she doesn't have to work anymore, and that it will give our twins lots of opportunities. She'll come around. I wouldn't count on it. Did you see how she stormed out of here? She'll cool down. So will you. After the party, after the new year, we'll all sit down together and talk. Like we did before you made this decision for all of us. I didn't make any decisions for you. I put together a plan that could save our father's company and our brother's life. Emmett laughed. Justin? Now you're saving Justin's life? After all that he's done? He shot you, for God's sake. I'm thinking of my children. No, Emmett said. You're not thinking at all. Emmett grabbed his wine and left the kitchen.